Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? The cycle of life is just an amazing thing. Fortunately, I'm in a position where I am old enough to really enjoy what happens in life. Fortunately, I can observe things. And sometimes when you're living through them, you don't see them as clearly as when you can sit back and observe them. For instance, children. I absolutely adore children. I think children are amazing. You know, they go through this life cycle where they're born and they just kind of lay there and, you know, then they start to walk and they start to talk and they get to be 2 years old and they have all of this energy. They just run around. You just can't keep up with them. And they go through all the normal things that all of us go through. The teenage years, the adult years, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. It just unfolds, and it unfolds over and over and over again, the cycle of life. And sometimes as we get older, we lose that joy, that happiness that we once had when we were a child. Simple things like a butterfly that was flying by, or looking up in the sky and seeing an airplane, or being in awe of seeing an elephant. My goodness, just amazing things that we just take for granted because we got older. We lose some of that joy of youth. And you know, you started your business and there was a lot of joy. There was a lot of hope. There was a lot of happiness. You know, 2008 came along and it destroyed a lot of dreams. 2008 came along and it beat a lot of people into the ground that were still able to survive, but were really beaten up and have just spent years trying to recover. And if we really want to be successful, if we want to be successful more than just making money, we want to, again, live those dreams that we have. Let's again live the business dreams that we once had. Let's get back to remember why we went into business. Let's get back to thinking about all the joy of this. Let's get back to thinking about the joy of solving the problem, of taking on the challenge, of getting people and helping them succeed and helping employees succeed and making a profit. And then being able to do wondrous things for that with that profit, educate our children, buy a house, buy a new car, save for retirement. It's time to get back to the joy of business. Now, I know it's still difficult. I know it's still not as easy as it was pre-2008. But if you just remember who you are, why you went into business, why it's important to feel that happiness and that joy, the day will go by quickly, you'll enjoy it, and you'll even be more successful. And when you have that joy, it spreads to other people. When you walk into the office and you are just so down and, you know, just everything is terrible and everything is hard, everyone around you is going to feel the same thing. But when you walk into the office in the morning or your business and you go, wow, what a great day. Let's get at it. Let's make it happen. Let's create the magic. The magic happens. You, the leader, need to not only set the business tone, but you need to set the emotional tone of your business. Let's get back to the joy that you once had, and for the reasons that you went into business, let's remember them. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.